We're learning about Rosh Hashanah, and specifically now the siman entitled Birchas HaShofar. The Mechaber discusses the scenario that the person who was given the mitzvah of blowing the shofar, the schus of blowing the shofar on behalf of the kehillah, unfortunately, maybe they said the bracha perfectly, but unable to get any sounds out. So he says, the imhiskil with koavo yochul hashlim yashlim acher. Obviously, if the person, for whatever reason, is unable to finish up his job, then someone else can take over. V'afil shlosha arba. And, of course, it doesn't mean not more than four, but it's an expression that as many people as it needs to be to take for the mitzvah to be completed, even though, obviously, we maybe want this one person to do it, so he's unable to do it, so whatever it takes. The dain, it's sufficient, bebracha sheber harishon, that even though the third and the fourth person, not the one that said the bracha, was this first guy that just couldn't do it, nonetheless, it's okay. You don't, as long as you heard the one bracha, that's good enough. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the logical reason for this, because after all, the Aloha Rishon Berach Lahotzi Bozeh Kol HaKahol. It's actually a two-way street that the Kehillah is supposed to listen to the bracha and have in mind to fulfill their obligation, this mitzvah of hearing the shofar, but also the one who's blowing also has to have everyone in mind. So therefore, since he did that, therefore that one bracha is sufficient and not another bracha is necessary. Then the Mechaber continues and says, "V'hu shiyu sham hatokim ha'achronim b'shas bracha." Of course, this is only that the people that are the closers, the ones who are finishing up, those people actually were there at the time that the bracha was said. The reality is it doesn't make a difference. Even the person who said the bracha, even if not a single note came out correctly, the second person who starts with note one still would not say the bracha. And that's not considered to be bracha in vain at all. The Mishnah Berurah on this says, now that's all fine and well in that particular situation, but im lo hayusham ba'osa shah, what happens if you weren't there when the bracha was said? So what do? You have a few thousand people listening. You're going to say the bracha? Probably, because you didn't fulfill your mitzvah. You're going to say it out loud? No. Sirichim levarach l'atzman belachash kodim shiaschilu l'toika. Since you, of course, need also to fulfill your mitzvah, which you haven't yet, because you didn't hear the bracha, and you weren't around at that time, you missed part of it. So therefore, you should say the bracha b'shtul b'lachash, not to do it once again out loud to confuse matters. Ach, im kvar yotzede chavaso tokeya b'lo bracha. In the event that you already fulfilled your obligation, let's say you know you were the Baal Tekeya somewhere else, and everyone knows how great you were at the Nate's Minyan, and then you finished davening already, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning, so we can have you blow the shofar in this particular situation, and of course you would not say a bracha. After all, kivon shatzibur kvar shamu habracha min harishon, everyone else heard the bracha, and you don't need to say another bracha because you already fulfilled your obligation. Let's see one more halacha. The Mechaber says, acher toikeya v'lo shliach tzibur. He says that it shouldn't be one person dominating and doing every single thing. Rather, the shliach tzibur should daven, and the person who's the Baal Tekeya should be someone else, should be someone different. What if the Shliach Tzibur is someone who also knows how to blow the shofar? Why would we not want him to blow the shofar? Kedei Shloyis Balbel, in order that he should not get all confused as the blowing the shofar, which is in the middle of Chazar Sashat, in the middle of the repetition. So if he's busy blowing shofar, then after he finishes, he's going to lose his concentration, maybe forget where he is for a moment, and therefore it's best not to do that in because of that possible concern. However, in the event that this person is pretty self-confident, that he knows to blow the shofar, and he also knows that he's not going to make any mistakes, he'll be able to go right back into the Chazar Sashats without any form of confusion, then we actually allow him to do both. Now this, the Mishnah Berurah says, that in the event that a person is concerned that they may make a mistake, that's the reason why we don't want you to blow shofar, which implies, as we just saw in the Mechaber, that if you're pretty confident, you can do it. Well, wouldn't you maybe think it's a hefsek? After all, you're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. and now we're going to have you also blow the shofar, it's an interruption in the Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah says that's absolutely not the case. It's not a hefsek. Hefsek l'havi. Why? Because the tekiyos that are taking place during the davening, during the chazar sashatz, that's actually tzarech tefila. She'eil ha'tekiyos nikbu al seder ha'brachos. Because these tekiyos are established as very well part of the amida, part of the Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore that's not an issue whatsoever. In fact, among other minhagim, other shuls who don't daven nusach Ashkenaz, that they, in addition to blowing the shofar the amount of times we do, they also blow the shofar during the quiet Shmoneh Esrei. And obviously, if you're the one davening Shmoneh Esrei, it doesn't mean you can't daven Shmoneh Esrei if you're blowing the shofar. It's not an issue, because it's certainly not a hefsek. The only issue would be the possibility of getting a little bit confused. However, as the Mechaber said, if you're confident, then you can do it. Now, what happens if you're not so confident, but there's another problem? There's no one else around that knows how to do it. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, V'im eno muftach, b'leika acher shiodeya, there's no one else that knows how to blow shofar, but you're not so sure that after you do it, you're going to get right back into the davening. So over here, we have an interesting machlokas. Yesh omrim, there are those that say, such as the Magen Avraham, that in this particular situation, lo yitka ad acher hatfilo. He actually says you should do a little bit different than we're accustomed, that you should wait until after the Shmoneh Esrei and then blow the tekiyos thereafter, not to do any of the tekiyos which we normally do in the middle of the chazar sashatz. However, not everyone agrees to this opinion, including the Taz, and says she'im ein sham acher. There's no one else knows how to do it. Yochlit koa al seder brachos. You can still do so. Even though you're not so confident. So what should we do? So the Shaar Tzion doesn't help us too much with the following expression, which we find elsewhere, which he says, because we have this machlokas, this dispute, de'ovid kemar ovid, with de'ovid kemar ovid. If you do like him, you're okay. If you decide to go like the other way, that's also not an issue. So therefore, whichever way, you're fine. Concluding the words of the Ramah, he says, v'imein shliach tzibor tokeim yushov, roish yosa tokei yitka gamkein al seder habrachos, ki hamaskil b'mitzvah omrim lo gomor. We say that the person that began blowing the shofar, which was before the chazar sashatz, the series, which is immediately after the bracha, before the private Shmoneh Esrei as well, that once that person begins to blow the shofar, we actually encourage that person to complete it because of this concept that once a person begins a mitzvah, omrim lo gomor, we ask them to conclude it. However, the Mishnah Berurah on this, as we'll conclude with, says that there are places that do not follow this. Clear black on white Ramah, that there's some places that what they do, that they give the honor of tekiyos demiyushav, the initial blowings l'echad to one person, and the later shofar blowings to someone else. And question is, what should we do in this situation? Should we make a macha? Should we tell them to stop? You're doing against the words of the Ramah? So the Mishnah Berurah says, no. Yasu kimin hagam, you can continue to do so. Let many people blow shofar, if that is the custom, the prevailing custom of that particular community. And then he concludes with a very interesting line, because ki Yisrael kedoshim heim, mechavin hamitzvos. The reason why this minhag came about is because we are kadosh, we're a holy people, we're a holy nation, and the reason why everyone wants to be engaged in this mitzvah is because of the chavivus, the love and desire to perform the mitzvos, and therefore that's the reason why some people blow the shofar. Many people blow the shofar, and not just one person, each person in each community according to their minhag.